Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
U.S. death reported in Ukraine.
He'd be the first known American killed in action here.
Democrats take on big oil.
They come in and make record profits.
30 years since the L.A. riots.
Can we all get along? Can we get along?
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. There are reports an American has been killed while fighting in Ukraine. The news comes as Russia unleashed a missile attack on the capital, Kyiv, while the UN's Secretary General was there. Here's CBS's Chris Livesay.
It is a 22-year-old known as Willie Joseph Cancel. He'd be the first known American killed in action here. He's reported to have come here in March and joined a brigade of international soldiers fighting alongside Ukrainian forces. He leaves behind a wife and a 7-month-old baby.
CBS's Cammie McCormick with more on the missiles that shook Kyiv.
It was the first attack on the Ukrainian capital in weeks, and it came just after a press conference with President Zelensky and UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres. The strikes came as residents had been returning to the city. Russia confirmed it carried out the strikes.
President Biden has blamed Vladimir Putin for the sharp rise in gas prices in this country. As we hear from CBS's Nancy Cordes, there is a blame game of a different kind going on in Washington.
After drifting downward for the past few weeks, gas prices are once again creeping up to a national average of $4.15 a gallon. With inflation eating into everyone's bottom line, Democrats came out swinging, looking to land a punch on oil companies and their record profits.
They are hoarding the windfall while keeping prices high for people at the pump.
Their new bill would give the Federal Trade Commission the power to investigate the way energy companies set prices.
This is a very fluid situation, obviously.
Energy analyst Halima Croft says there are several factors driving gas prices up, including Russia's invasion of Ukraine.
The question is the duration of the war.
With midterm elections approaching, Republicans argue those high gas prices are a problem for Democrats.
The Navy acknowledges three additional sailors aboard the USS George Washington killed themselves since 2019. Four others took their own lives in just the past year, three this month. The ship is in dry dock undergoing repairs. Don Mann is a former Navy SEAL.
They work sometimes 18-hour shifts, 24-hour shifts, and the deployment, that could be depressing for a lot of people. There aren't that many psychiatrists or psychologists in the Navy.
Oklahoma has given final legislative approval to an abortion bill that bans the procedure after about 6 weeks of pregnancy. Similar to laws passed in Texas and other states now, legal analyst Lori Levinson.
One of the reasons that Oklahoma passed another anti-abortion law is because this one takes effect immediately. And the one that they previously passed, which would make it a felony to perform the abortions, won't start until the end of the summer.
Google has expanded privacy options. People can now request that personal content, such as phone numbers and addresses, be removed from search results. The first known human case of bird flu in the U.S., the CDC says it's a person in Colorado who was involved in dealing with poultry presumed to have had the H5N1 virus. CBS's Dr. David Agus.
Zoonotic infections, that is infections that go from animals to humans, are rare, but they do happen. And it is something that we're very attuned to in today's world, especially since the COVID-19 pandemic, and a global surveillance system is in place to look for such infections.
That person in Colorado has recovered. The CDC says the risk to the public is still very low. The virus has been found in birds in more than 30 states since late last year.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
One tobacco company says there are more effective ways to reduce the risks of smoking than banning menthol. The FDA's proposal to ban menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars came more than a decade after saying their removal would benefit public health, especially for young people and African Americans.
When I actually want to go and I'm in a craving to find those cigarettes and I can't find them, I think that it'll give me a little bit of an extra push to not smoke anymore.
It seems anything final could be delayed for years pending possible lawsuits. Reports say in his pitch to banks for financing, Elon Musk said if his deal goes through to buy Twitter, there could be job cuts, and he outlined a plan to grow revenue, including ways to make money off of tweets that contain certain important information or go viral. Well, 30 years ago today, Los Angeles exploded in violence after the verdicts in the Rodney King beating case.
First came the verdicts.
We, the jury, find the defendant, Stacey C. Coon, not guilty.
There was instant anger.
The videotape was shown. Everything was on there.
Connie Rice is a civil rights attorney here in L.A.
The tension had built. The resentment had built. Contempt had built.
Soon there was violence. Civil rights activist Najee Ali remembers hearing the verdicts.
I was in utter disbelief. Anyone who thought that those officers were not guilty could not have been looking at the same videotape many of us had looked at.
One of the lasting images of the LA riots is the brutal beating of white truck driver Reginald Denny, pulled from his vehicle, stomped on. It was all shown live on TV across the nation.
I just remember he was getting beat and he got hit with a brick.
In the last 30 years, there has been progress, but not enough, says Connie Rice.
We're in the same position, and we're in the same position because we haven't fixed the tectonic plates of the dysfunction.
And Rodney King's words,
Can we all get along?
May mean even more today. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
Some big news from CBS's The Late Late Show.
I've decided to sign for one more year on the show, and that this will be my last year hosting The Late Late Show.
James Corden's been hosting in the 12:30 a.m. time slot since 2015, hitting all the right notes with carpool karaoke. He promises to go out with a bang. In Las Vegas last night, NFL teams rolled the dice on the top college talents.
With the first pick in the 2022 NFL draft, the Jacksonville Jaguars select Trayvon Walker, linebacker, Georgia.
Five Georgia defenders went in round one. Pittsburgh's Kenny Pickett, the first quarterback selected at number 20, won't have to move far. He's going to the Steelers.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
A tabloid TV court case is headed for the final scene.
Blac Chyna's lawsuit against the Jenner family is now in the hands of the jury. In closing arguments, Chyna's attorney said it was unreasonable for the family to believe Chyna violently attacked her then-fiancé, Rob Kardashian, in December 2016. Chyna claims the incident led the family to defame her and cancel the couple's reality show. Kardashian testified he feared for his life that night and that Chyna was high on cocaine and drunk when she pointed a gun at his head, pulled a phone charging cable around his neck, and hit him with a metal rod. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
The premier of the British Virgin Islands and the head of the territory's ports are in U.S. custody in South Florida on drug smuggling charges, conspiracy to import cocaine, and money laundering. That's the CBS World News Roundup, produced by Paul Ferry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them might surprise you, like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail, or how the founder of the multi-million dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everyone, including her own mother, that the name sounded like a dive bar. I'm Guy Raz, and on my show How I Built This, I talk to founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt and failure and talk about how they were able to overcome them on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen to Wondery, the destination for business podcasts. With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, and many more, Wondery means business.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now in hardcover or digital editions wherever you get your books.